the rest of the story. Astronaut Eugene Shoemaker began, as all astronauts do, as something else. In this case, as an astronomer geologist. His specialty was craters and the interplanetary collisions which cause craters. In fact, nobody who ever lived ever knew more about lunar craters and their origins than did Eugene Shoemaker. He began by studying meteorite craters on Earth and the related geological material which he, as he put it, could bang on with his own hammer. Such investigations took him to every corner of the globe. He squinted into the heavens, searching for the small objects which sometimes crash into the larger ones, hoping better to understand the dynamics of our celestial neighborhood, the solar system. Along the way, he and his wife colleague discovered some 20 comets and 800 asteroids, including the so-designated Shoemaker-Levy 9 comet, which became famous when it eventually slammed into the planet Jupiter. But Eugene Shoemaker had to see it for himself. So, he applied to the original astronaut program, only to be rejected, when NASA discovered a minor medical obstacle. It was the biggest disappointment of his life. Still, he agreed to lend his expertise to the Apollo missions, and he began teaching its astronauts about his first love, lunar craters. How stupid we were, he later confessed, to plan elaborate excavations to reveal the substrata of the moon when the moon is full of excavation sites. He was referring to his beloved craters. For when interplanetary junk smashes into the moon, it blows everything beneath the surface upward and outward in neat concentric rings. Study those, Shoemaker exhorted, and the secrets of the moon will be yours. There's poetry in the cosmos. Poetry, he insisted, and also truth. Inasmuch, Eugene Shoemaker was the incarnation of Edgar Masters' Professor Moon. Remember, it was Professor Moon's ghost who beseeched, quote, "But now that my grave is honored, friends, let it not be because I taught the lore of the stars, but rather for this, that through the stars I preach the greatness of man, who is no less a part of the scheme of things." Eugene Shoemaker ultimately got his wish. Oh, yes, he got to go to the moon. His medical restriction was no longer an issue, and NASA eventually granted permission, scheduled him to accompany the last lunar mission of the millennium. I have a footnote to that. The great astronomer-geologist Eugene Shoemaker, while crater hunting in Australia in 1997, was killed in a car crash. He was 69, and yet he did not become an astronaut until afterward. Afterward. For you see, Eugene Shoemaker was cremated, and his ashes were placed aboard NASA's Lunar Prospector, which at 6 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, July 31, 1999, rammed into the south pole of the moon, creating a plume of lunar dust so spectacular that an earthly telescope could observe it and analyze it. Ah, yes, I do mean to say that Eugene Shoemaker, discoverer of comets, not only became the first man buried on the moon, but he who had spent his life studying, loving lunar craters, in the end, became one. Now you know the rest of the story.